Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Charlie Ward supposed to join us last week. I think he was either coaching his daughter or he was on a field, which you got to respect. And when this guy was on a field, he was usually destroying people's ankles. Certainly he's a football player, pretty good basketball player as well for my Knicks. We're talking about Charlie Ward, national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, 12 years in the NBA, first round pick out of Florida State. Charlie, Tiki and Tierney, how you doing, buddy? What's happening?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? I appreciate you guys having me on. Sorry I missed you last week.
Oh, no, it's all
no
good.
No worries.
We know how that is. BT is coaching his kid, so he knows the commitment that it takes. You know, you're doing a podcast now, and it's Believe in the ACC podcast. So it's all things ACC, and I'm assuming it's football and basketball. You're talking both, right?
Yes, we talk most of the time we're talking about basketball or football. But we'll throw in some baseball, softball, some other sports here and there. Just to keep it all ACC.
Yeah, you know, so we were wondering whether or not you played baseball at Florida State. And I couldn't remember. Did you play baseball at Florida State?
No, I didn't play baseball. I really didn't have time, but they tried to get me to play, or at least, you know, dress out for one game my senior year, but. The coach who was working me out told him that I really didn't have time to do it. But that would have been fun, you know, looking back.
Which one was your favorite, Charlie? Because, I mean, I remember when I was a first year at UVA, you just ran all over us, and we were down in Tallahassee. And then I didn't even realize at that point that you also played basketball. I was like, dude, what does this guy not do? What was your favorite sport?
I didn't have one, actually. That was the reason why I played football and basketball. So I didn't drop either one of them. Definitely not football, because they were paying for my school.
Yeah.
But I growing up, you know, I was an athlete, and that's all I wanted to do. And so I played every sport growing up, and that's one reason why, you know, I just enjoy playing both sports, and I wasn't going to give one up, you know, one or the other up.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Charlie Ward, which is one of the great names in sporting history. I mean, again, Heisman Trophy winner, almost won a championship with the Knicks, came a little short back in 94 against the Rockets, which crushed me, but not a lack of effort. You guys played your behinds off every night. One of my absolute favorite Knicks team of all time, the 94 Knicks, even though we didn't win. You know, Charlie, we were talking because we were supposed to have you on last time, and I remember Teague and I were talking about in anticipation of having you on last week. I remember saying the old joke around New York back in the day was, you know, oh, man, who's the best quarterback in New York? And you kind of, well, who's quarterbacking for the Jets? Who's quarterbacking for the Giants? And the answer was actually you. And I always wonder, because you're one of the few Heisman Trophy winners who did not get drafted, all right, one of the very few. And, you know, you look at guys like Kyler Murray now, you're taller than him. Baker Mayfield, you're taller than him. Take us back when you finish up at Florida State and you put up the season that you did. The interaction, even though you didn't get drafted, the interaction you had with scouts, how did you not even have a chance to play quarterback in the NFL? I know it's a while ago and things have changed, but just bring us back there if you can.
Most of that was to my doing because I chose to keep my options open. And I had options between, you know, the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball, because I got drafted, you know, a couple years there. But it was really, I wasn't 100% committed to the NFL process. And, of course, I made a statement that, you know, if I didn't get drafted in the first round of the NFL draft, then I would be considering, you know, my other options. And at that time, when I made it, you know, I had no clue that I would be an NBA prospect. And I was kind of betting on myself once it was all said and done. And that was really the reason why I didn't get drafted, because they weren't going to draft me if I wasn't going to, you know, show up for camp.
Yep.
If it was outside the first round. So I'm happy for the guys today who are getting this opportunity to be drafted first overall at my height with some of the same skill set. And that just goes to show you how time has changed. You know, it's been a while, but that time has definitely changed, and I'm happy for the guys who are getting opportunities now.
I'm curious, though, Charlie. I understand that you made the position that, you know, if you don't go first round, you're not going to camp. I get that. But, you know, maybe a year, two, 3 years into your NBA career with the Knicks, were you ever approached by a team to kind of regauge your interest in maybe going back to football after your initial decision in terms of what you said about the first round? Anybody ever call you while you were with the Knicks?
No one ever called me during the time I was in the NBA. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs called me on draft day, which was like the fifth round. They wanted to see if I would come and back up Joe Montana, who was there at the time. And, you know, I just told him I couldn't, you know, give him an answer, one that I would be 100% coming if you did draft me in the fifth round. And so that was really the only interest on draft day. But I did hear that Danny Green and Coach Dungy, who was with the Minnesota Vikings, did inquire and talk about potentially drafting me, but they went back to the same question if I was 100% committed. But I told them, you know, at the time, if I was, you know, drafted the first round, I would have been playing in the NFL.
That's smart. Give an ultimatum. If they don't like it, then I'll go do something else. I'll be all right. I got multiple skills. Now, your podcast, you talk about the ACC teams, and obviously with the draft coming up in about 2.5 weeks or so, all eyes are on who is presumed to be the number one overall pick, and that's Trevor Lawrence of Clemson. And you've seen him play, we've all seen him play, and we can all try to evaluate his skill set. And, you know, I wonder if, you know, from your perspective as an ACC quarterback who, you know, is now on the analyst side in a sense, doing a podcast, you know, what makes Trevor so special? And do you think it translates when he gets to the National Football League?
Well, watching him play, just like everyone else, and also, you know, hearing Coach Sweeney talk about him, you know, you never know. Because at the quarterback position, you never know how that's going to how their college skills transfer over to the pro game. And but one thing that you can determine is the leadership skill that they may have with the team. And you know, with him coming from Clemson, who was a national power, you kind of know what you're getting. From a player's perspective as far as his skill level, because he's already played with guys very similar to those guys in the NFL. But one thing that Coach Sweeney always goes back to is not so much his playing, because we see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how well of a leader he is in the locker room, how he carries himself, all those things, definitely transcend just his playing on the field. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him, be able to go to, I'm presuming he's going to Jacksonville, and, see how he would be able to take over that franchise and potentially, give them that lift that they need to get back, into the playoffs and potentially make it to, the Super Bowl at some point.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, it happens in the NBA a lot, and it happens here and there in football as well, in the NFL, and certainly now Jacksonville is going through this with Urban Meyer making the transition from the college ranks to the pros. They've got a lot of draft equity. They've got a couple of decent players on the roster already. What do you expect from Urban Meyer? What do you expect from down there in Jacksonville?
Well, I guess that's the burning question. We really don't know. You see a lot of people take different transitions, whether it's from, like, we have quite a few NBA players now coaching their alma maters. You've had, college coaches go and coach in the pro ranks, which Coach Meyer's looking to do now. I think the time off will play a big part in just the way he goes about his business. He's coached a lot of NFL talent. He also has coaches that have coached in the NFL as well, and so I think he's surrounded himself with great coaches, and it's just like anyone else who's taking on a new challenge. The support that you get from your owner, the support that you get from your management, your GM, and the president. And as long as everyone's aligned properly, you can definitely do great things. And I think he has what it takes to be a great leader. And he would definitely work to get Jacksonville in the mix when it's all said and done. Because while he was at Florida and Ohio State, he had NFL talent. Mm-hmm. And he's able to, make it work.
Yeah, he managed a lot of egos at both of those places for a lot of his career. So I know it'll work out. At least I think it'll work out for him in the NFL. One of the great coaches in college football was your head coach, Bobby Bowden. And we're just looking through your Twitter account before you came on, and you had the honor, and this is your words, just speaking on behalf of the players, as Coach Bobby Bowden was awarded the inaugural Florida Medal of Freedom. That's a fantastic honor. What did you say, and what does Bobby Bowden mean to you and really all of college football, not just Florida State?
Yeah, Coach Bowden, it was a great honor. The governor honored him with the Medal of Freedom. It's very similar to like the Purple Heart in a lot of respects, which is a great honor when you start looking at the things. And Coach Bowden meant a lot, not just to myself, but just all the people that he was able to touch. His longtime assistant, Miss Sue, Miss Sue Hall. We were just with Coach today, and he was there at a golf tournament for the varsity club here, and Miss Sue was there with him, and she was with him at the governor's mansion the other day as well. And so it's been a long time, but that's the type of guy he is.
Yeah.
He keeps people around that was very faithful to him and good to him. And just as players, he gave us multiple opportunities to be successful, even if we may have messed up. I've heard stories time and time again about him giving players second chances. They were – do something that they weren't supposed to do in college, and they will go on. And he's like, if you wanted to come back, you can come back. And one of those guys was a Heisman Trophy winner, Chris Winkie. Winkie and I came in the same class, and Winkie decided that he wanted to go and play professional baseball after a week or so of camp, a freshman orientation camp. And he came back, you know, a few years later, and Coach Dial honored his scholarship. And so that's the kind of guy I was fortunate to play for, and I'm grateful that, you know, he gave us all an opportunity to be successful, even when sometimes we may not deserve it.
Well, you paid him back, man. You paid him back with a Heisman campaign, with a championship, one of the great college quarterbacks of all time. Just a highlight reel bonanza. It was special watching you play. Love the way you D'd it up as a Nick. No nonsense, you know, no frills, no BS, just playing hard every night for our Knicks. So always respected your grit. We all do. Your tenacity. The resume speaks for itself, man. Thanks a lot for jumping on, Charlie. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me on, and hopefully one of these days when I come to New York and catch up at some point.
There you
go.
That'd
be great. Come in studio once we're back in studio.
Yeah, we'll get you in. Nice, man. Thank
appreciate
you, Charlie.
You, Charlie.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.